just as it's important to understand what the Gospels intend to communicate, it's also important to believe what they intend to communicate. Evangelical Christians are committed to the idea that the Gospels are factual, that they are trustworthy records of the historical ministry of the very real person, Jesus Christ. But other modern scholars have questioned the historical reliability of the Gospels. A few have gone so far as to suggest that Jesus never even existed. Can we be certain that Jesus was a real historical person?
The question sometimes gets asked whether Jesus was a real historical person. And yet there are very, very few scholars who would doubt that Jesus was a real historical person. The vast majority of Bible scholars, even the most liberal of scholars, will grant that there really was a person named Jesus of Nazareth who lived and taught in and around Galilee and Jerusalem in the first century AD, and who was crucified by Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor. And the reason why the vast majority of scholars are convinced of this is that the evidence for it is very, very strong. First of all, we have the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all of which tell the story of Jesus, and of which are at least semi-independent of each other. The Synoptics are interesting in that they have important relationship to each other. Matthew and Luke probably borrowed from Mark some of their material. But the Synoptic Gospels tell the story about Jesus. Luke himself begins his gospel by telling us that he wants to describe the history of what really happened about Jesus and what happened to him and through him. And then we have John's gospel, which everyone admits is independent. Paul talks about Jesus as a historical figure. So we have all these divergent voices in the New Testament itself telling us about Jesus as a historical person. But beyond that, we even have extra-biblical sources that mention Jesus as a historical person. We have, for example, the Roman historian Tacitus, who speaks of Jesus as a person who lived in Galilee and was crucified by Pontius Pilate, and who had a large following that believed he was raised from the dead. Tacitus doesn't believe that, but he definitely believes Jesus was a real person who had a following that believed that. We have Josephus, the Jewish historian, who lived in the first century, would have been a late contemporary of Jesus and his apostles, or maybe a young man during that time anyway. And Josephus talks about this person called Jesus of Nazareth, who preached that he was the Messiah, who had a following that believed he was the Messiah, who was crucified under Pontius Pilate, and who his disciples believed had risen from the dead. So we have all these divergent voices testifying to the fact that Jesus was a real historical person. And even beyond that, we can say that it's impossible to explain the origin of Christianity as a movement if there really never was any such person as Jesus.
The basis of any historical inquiry is evidence, in this case, ancient evidence. We have canonical evidence. We have extra-canonical evidence. We have evidence from Josephus. We have evidence from other early Christian sources that are not in the New Testament. We have evidence from the Roman historian Tacitus. We have evidence from Suetonius, another Roman historian. So we have both biblical and extra-biblical evidence that Jesus existed. In addition to that, we have epigraphic evidence. We have archaeological evidence. For example, the James ossuary, the burial box of Jesus' brother, James, mentions Jesus. So there's both evidence direct and indirect, both literary and archaeological.